Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of November 1960. The continuation of dependent arising. This body is the continuation of dependent arising from the six sense doors. If you know the arising phenomena, you will dispel the view of annihilation. If you see the disappearing of phenomena, you dispel the stability view of permanence, and know that the results are coming from the causes, then dispel the view of annihilation. With the understanding of the arising and passing away phenomena of dependent arising and wrong views fall away. After dispelling wrong view and practice, you will appreciate its impermanent nature. This is also in the middle way. The middle way is the Noble Eightfold Path. As Yu Tan Deng's saying, later became one of his close disciples, it happened by itself and gone by itself, seems like a not-self nature. It's still a colloquial language with wrong view, i.e., without causes. The usage by one who has dispelled wrong view is that causes are passing away and also the results are. The causes are arising and so do the results are. Then it clears up views of permanence and annihilation. Arising by causes and passing away by causes is on the middle way. Contemplation without any knowledge beforehand is impossible. Without understanding the dependent arising, you never dispel wrong view. This was mentioned by the Buddha himself. The knowledge of rise and fall, Udayabhayana, will come later. Before this, there are two kinds of other knowledge. These are the knowledge of mind and form and the knowledge of cause and effect. Without these knowledge, you are practicing with wrong views. To give up wrong view should contemplate the mind, and for craving contemplate feeling. According to the commentary, wrong view is mostly ingrained in the mind. By observing one's own mind, no need to find a place for practice. Whatever mind state arises, it is the object of insight. Only need to follow by contemplation. Observe, one, with, two. This is the whole vipassana. Every, one, arising and following with, two, then no craving and clinging can follow behind. One, is anicca and, two, is vipassana knowledge, nana. Contemplate every mind arise. You can't know the Bhavanga Chitta, life continuum, and also not necessary. One, is the mind arising, two, is the observing mind. Yu Tun Yin, a disciple, asked Sayadaw, is it necessary to find a quiet place for practice? Sayadaw answered that it was all right if he could not control his mind. Practicing vipassana can be contemplated anywhere. Some were doing their jobs and achieved realization. If you delay your practice and death come earlier will be difficult. As an example, the two Samatha teachers of the Bodhisattva died a little earlier that missed the chances for enlightenment. Sayadaw continued to explain how to contemplate impermanence. For example, the mind of wanting to eat arises and when you contemplate it, you see that it's not there anymore. Don't take it as the concept of nothingness, abhava panati. Without the wanting to eat mind ceases, the observing mind can't arise, two cheetahs can't arise together and one follows the other. Vipassana is to see the non-existence. I'll explain it. People are saying as seeing impermanence. We know that a man can't alive with two minds. Contemplate, one, with, two, and seeing that, one, is not there anymore. This is contemplating non-existence. We know the earlier mind was not there is inside knowledge, vipassana nana. Yu Tun Yin said to Sayadaw that it was not clear to him. Now, you are alive with this arising mind moment. As an example, you are alive with the wanting to eat mind. The Buddha asked to observe the arising mind. When you observe, is it still there? Vipassana means contemplate the non-existence, non-existence of the first mind. But don't take it as a concept. Originally, not exist is the concept of nothingness, abhava panati. Asking you to contemplate the non-existence is true. If you contemplate the existence, then it becomes permanence. A man should be alive with each arising mind, not with the passing away mind and impossible nature. when the observing mind comes in and you see the non-existence of the arising mind. Vipassana means to observe the non-existence. If you observe the existence, it becomes permanence, nikkha. Vipassana is to see the impermanent characteristics. This refinement is leading to nibbana element. If it is coarse, you can't see it. Is it contemplating the totally non-existence or the non-existence of the existence? It's to know the non-existence of the existence. If I ask you to contemplate nothingness, then it becomes a concept. It's called tisari panati, half concept, i.e., the existence to non-existence. By contemplating the existence to non-existence, then the concept of a person disappears. Commentary also explained in this way. Sayadaw recited the Pali verse, Hatva after arising, Abhavatana, and not exist, Anakam is impermanent. Hatva Abhavatana Anakam, after arising and then not exist, it is impermanent. Therefore, observe the existence to non-existence. Observe oneself dies and oneself does not exist, or oneself dies and totally disappears. The higher inside knowledge also observes, 1, with, 2. If you don't know the Satipatthana, then never mind. Can observe the, 1, with, 2, is enough. The meaning of Tisari Panati is the contemplation of the non-existence Dharma. Contemplate the non-existence of the arising Dharma, Tisari, that arising Dharma, Panati, of non-existence. It's arising and passing away. It's called Uday Abhaya Nana. The meaning of can't alive with two minds is after arises has to pass away. At first I said contemplate, 1, with, 2. After you understand it, I have to say again to contemplate the non-existence of, 1, with, 2. People are talking about 10 insight knowledges or 16 insight knowledges. But in the end all are contemplating, 1, with, 2. To become a Buddha was between feeling and craving. Don't let craving come in. The Buddha was arisen not in India. It was the concept Buddha. The real Paramatta Buddha was between feeling and craving. The path, magga, is cutting actions, kamma. The path of stream entry, sotapatti magga, is cutting all the kammas to painful rebirths, dugati bhava. Therefore, the Buddha delivered on the four types of kamma in the Kakaravatika Sutta. Neither black nor white kammas are from all the insight knowledges to path knowledge. See MN 57, Kakaravatika, or Kakaravatiya, Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of September 1961. Satipatthana Objects and the Contemplative Mind. The Buddha gave a talk for three reasons. By requesting, not requesting by anyone and depending on the events and situations. Just by compassion gave a teaching without anyone request. This is nothing to do with suitable or unsuitable situations. As an example for the depending on a situation was the quarrel between his two sides of relatives for water problem. Without any request he gave the fool and the wise discourse. The Buddha had the most disapproving attitude for getting another kanda, rebirth. It would make him happiest if someone did not get it. In the past, because of ignorance and volitional formation, in this life we had rebirth consciousness, mind, body, internal bases, contact, feeling or the five kandas, avijja right-pointing arrow, sankhara right-pointing arrow, vijnana right-pointing arrow, nama rupa right-pointing arrow, salayatana right-pointing arrow, phasa right-pointing arrow, vedana. In suttas described as a series. In reality it is happening together, from vijnana to vedana equals five kandas. In suttas described as a series. In reality it is happening together, from vijnana to vedana equals five kandas. In the suttas mentioned three types of feeling arise. This is intellectual knowledge, nata parinna. The real thing is contemplation, tarana parinna. In practice only each feeling is arising and must know it when arises. Only with tarana parinna that pahana parinna, abandoning of defilement, can be possible. whatever arising, know it and observe it. When the observing mind comes in, the arising phenomenon already passes away. Why I say this? Because two feelings can't happen at the same time. During the observed feeling arising, the observing feeling can't arise. Two feelings can't appear together. Why? The arising feeling is pleasant feeling and the observing mind is neutral feeling. The observed feeling is anicca, and the observing mind is sankhara. Sankhara observes the anicca. The arising dharma, or sankhara, observing mind, is observing the passing away dharma. Here it's important to understand the term sankhara. Whatever arising dharma is sankhara and arise by conditions. Sankhara observes the anicca. Passing away is anicca. The arising dharma is sankhara. Here it's arising, when you look at it and already disappeared. The disappearance and the arising mind or observing mind meet together. If I don't explain this, what happened to the yogis? They will think the contemplative mind, observing mind, is constant or permanent. It's like saying that my mind is fixing on the object, then it would become permanent view, sasata ditthi. The contemplative mind is sankhara anicca and also the arising dharma, both of them are sankhara anicca. Without dispelling wrong view first, vipassana practice becomes fruitless. Sayadaw in many his talks emphasized this important point very often. We had many evidences from the time of the Buddha to the present day yogis. The Buddha concerned about was people could not dispel wrong views. Sometime you are saying that we are observing, but can't see impermanence. It seems that the observing mind is permanent. Contemplate the anicca with sankhara. This dharma is quite difficult but also very true. If not the objects, aramana, are anicca and the observing mind, aramanicca, is nicca. Practice with this wrong view can't succeed. In Visuddhimagga commentary, sankhara dharma contemplates the sankhara dharma, sankharava sankhare vipassanti. In this way wrong view can be fallen off from both sides. If not, it will be like Sati monk who had permanent wrong view. He took all other dharmas except consciousness were passing away, MN 38, Mahatana Sankhya Sutta. With wrong view Sotapatti Magga can't arise. Therefore, teacher is important. Gautama Buddha was a short lifespan Buddha, so he left a lot of dharma teachings behind him for the later generations. Need to be made more clearance here. The observing mind, of sankhara, is observing the object of sankhara when it shows anicca. An example is a rat comes in from the entrance door. Do you see it before entering or after entering? You see it after entering. Here also the same. The dharma arise and you see it or know it. Before the rat comes in you are not looking at it. After the rat comes in, the seeing mind arises. The observed object is anicca, and the observing mind is sankhara. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 19th of October 1961. The four arahants and an ordinary monk. The first arahant contemplated on the six contacts, phasa, the six sense objects contact with the six sense doors. When the eyes meet the form feeling arises. Contact is phasa and feeling is vedana. He contemplated their impermanence, became disenchantment and saw their ending. These three knowledges developed step by step. The second arahant contemplated the five khandhas and seeing impermanence, anicca. In the same way as above developed three stages, with the ending of anicca and realized nibbana, the third arahant contemplated the four great elements and realized nibbana. The fourth arahant contemplated whatever arising as impermanence. Seeing impermanence is yathabhuta nana. The knowledge of seeing as it is, disenchantment is nibbida nana, and after penetrated it as dukkha sakka, the path knowledge arises and seeing nibbana. A worldly monk came to the first arahant and asked him how he realized nibbana. Contemplate the impermanence of the six kinds of contact will realize nibbana. He went to the second arahant and asked the same question. He said to him, You have the right view. Right view is Nibbana. Tell me what to contemplate to get Nibbana right view. The monk gave the answer of his experience. The difference between them was the object numbers of 6 and 5. So it dissatisfied him. Both of them were talking about contemplation of impermanence. He did not take the main point of contemplation of anicca, only aware of the 6 and 5 numbers of differences. And then went to the third arahant and asked the same question. It's like give a talk to a mathematician. After the third arahant he went to the fourth and asked the same question. He was even worse and only talked about anicca. The worldly monk was dissatisfied with all the answers. He could not take the point. They were all talking about the importance of seeing impermanence and not the numbers of 6, 5, 4, 1. The dissatisfaction came from following or chasing the numbers. The main point is impermanence. Have to follow the anicca, dukkha, anatta and dukkha-sakkha. Nibbana is only one. Don't be confused. There are 12 links of dependent arising, but at the end of each one of the link only impermanence exists. Catch hold of this point. The arising and passing away is the real way to Nibbana. Whatever the teachers are talking about, the decision to arrive Nibbana is impossible without seeing anicca. So don't make any accusation to anyone. Their teachings are also right. Maybe Sayadaw referred to the systems existed in his time. There are differences without holding the main point of impermanence. Dharma without impermanence will not arrive at Nibbana. Make this point clear. If you discern impermanence, it's right Dharma. Start from impermanence. Masters in the Tipitaka also start from anicca. After that, the monk went to ask the Buddha. The differences were only on the way of practice. The Buddha explained with a simile. Dependent on the seasons, the riddle tree, in Burmese pork tree, has different forms. During flowering season it's red. During bearing fruits season like an acacia tree, etc. SN 35. 245, Kimsukopama Sutta, the riddle tree, there are 5 khandhas. Have to contemplate all the 5 or their impermanent nature. The Buddha talked for not going wrong. It's important to follow the route and not each of them. Following whatever Dharma arising and they will teach you. They will tell you the truth, I am not here anymore, I am not here anymore. When it is said, not there, by following with nodding your head, in this way, craving, conceit, wrong view, tanha, mana, ditthi, or the papanka Dharma, proliferation, cannot come in. Impermanence is calling you ehi pasiko. Come and contemplate me. Sanditiko, you have to follow it by direct experience. The arising Dharma is ehi pasiko and the contemplative mind is sanditiko. People are suffered for not following the Dharma calling. Dharma is calling you and also disappearing. It's something like someone is drowning and at the same time looking for water. Here also the same. If you have khandhas and also have impermanence, you have to blame yourself for not having the seeing eye. The teacher needs to fix the eye for you. Don't look for Dharma, but for a teacher who can fix the eye for you. People are asking for Dharma. It is quite difficult for me, because the body is Dharma. The 5 khandhas divided by Satipatthana become 4 Satipatthana. Ayatana, Dhatu, etc., all are including in these 4. This is the Dharma taught by every Buddha. It looks like herding for 4 cows. Form, feeling, mind, whatever you are contemplating, try to discern anicca. All of them are converging at anicca. Therefore, don't be too many Dharmas. Although the Buddha entered Nibbana, he left 3 cups of medicines behind, anicca, dukkha and anatta medicines. Contemplate anicca more and more and become mature, and then anicca become truth of dukkha. At first you are seeing impermanence. After maturing it become disenchantment. At last, arriving at the most mature stage, you can make a decision that it's truly dukkha-sakkha. And then all are ended, and here is not changing. The mind becomes sharp. Why it becomes sharp? By sharpening a knife, there are beginning, middle and the end stages. Which stage is sharper? All three stages are the same knife. The mind process is also in this way. Just observe. Fulfillment of perfection, parami, is not like a bucket overflow with water. It's talking about the mind, nana, becomes sharp. Therefore, your duty is like sharpening a knife. Continue to sharpen the mind. The first sharpening kills the active defilement, kalesas. The second one kills the defilement arising from the mind. The most sharpened one kills the latent defilement, anaseya. If the knife can kill all the three types of kalesas. Whatever contemplation is, just see Anika. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of October 1961. Samatha and Vipassana. Sayadaw mentioned a monk named Asaji who was seriously ill. The Buddha went to see him and gave instruction for practice. He had dukkha vedana and could not develop samadhi and in low spirit. The Buddha told him, in his sasana samadhi should not be taken as the essence of the teaching. Vipassana practice was the main one. Maybe you say we are practicing for quite a long time now, but still don't have samadhi. Never be in low spirit, even your samadhi is weak. Samadhi is not the real essence in the Buddha's sasana. Asaji's mind became in high spirit again. Samadhi is only a supportive dharma and wisdom is the main one. Pay attention to what I say. Then the Buddha asked him practicing vipassana. Here is feeling, mind, the five khandhas. I ask you and give me the answer. The Buddha turned his mind to the contemplative object. His samadhi was unstable and also very ill, so the Buddha taught him insight practice on the khandhas. From now on you all should develop the habitual kamma, asanaka kamma. Every feeling arising contemplate its impermanence. People have strong wrong view should contemplate the mind and strong craving on feeling. Anytime make it as a habitual kamma. Asanaka kamma means continuous practice. I really remind you for this. Why? You are searching for wealth with desire. And don't want to separate from the children, sons and daughters. The wealth you have worked for will be left behind, including with the children. It will be difficult for dying. All these things are not important. Should develop the habitual kamma told by the Buddha. Knowledge, nana, means continuous practice. Contemplate a lot on the mind and feeling. Impermanence, anicca, and seeing impermanence, anicca nana, must happen simultaneously, the same meaning as seeing anicca. Practice every day is asanaka kamma. With a lot of habitual practice and when the time of death comes, you don't want to separate from your family members. And also don't want to let go of your wealth. All these can come into your mind at that time. Give an example for the above situation. Habitual kamma is like strong flowing current water. The mind which doesn't want to separate with family members and wealth is like a piece of wood come across the current. The current is too strong and striking the wood away. Your everyday vipassana practice is like strong water current. At that time the habitual wholesome kamma gives the result and the unwholesome maranasana kamma come in at the time of dying, shuns away. At the time of dying to be successful urgently make the preparation beforehand. Asanaka kamma is everyday training. Maranasana kamma is the kamma come in near dying. If you don't do vipassana, maranasana kamma will give the result. It's frightening. Attachment to family member leads to painful rebirths. Attachment is craving. According to dependent arising, it is. Tana right pointing arrow upadana right pointing arrow kamma right pointing arrow painful rebirth. Maranasana kamma throw you down there. You all have wholesome kammas and merits. But you are not doing these things all the time. You must continuous training with one of the four satipatthana. Cars, properties, houses are enemies. They will come to you near dying. These are fearful things. These are maranasana kammas close to the dying moment of the mind. They are arising near the death consciousness. Some of the Buddha's disciples, laypeople, and monk disciples took painful rebirths with these Marinasana kammas. That was because they did not possess vipassana knowledge. With path knowledge, these kammas can't do anything to you. You must develop asanaka kamma. Queen Malika at her near dying, Marinasana kamma came in and she fell into hell. She had done the biggest dana during the Buddha's time. But without path knowledge was unstable. Must have the path knowledge or develop the asanaka kamma. Remember these two points. Near dying family and business matters can come in. Without practice, when the time come for separation is not an easy thing. Asanaka kamma send you to happy rebirth or nibbana. Don't be lazy. At the time of dying have to put full energy to contemplate. Why can you put full energy for contemplation? It's because of asanaka kamma. Without it, if you see hell, vision will go there as what you have seen. Seeing animal vision will be born as animal. A person who had developed the asanaka kamma can change all these visions. By seeing hell fire, he knows that he has to go there. He also heard about these things before. At that time he has to put full effort for contemplation. By seeing anicca, disenchantment for anicca, the ending of anicca, and then will realize nibbana, i.e., the three insight knowledges mentioned in suttas. There is nothing to be low-spirited. Someone had asanaka kamma even could become an arahant at the near dying. See MN 144, Channavada Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya. Without this habitual kamma, one has to take rebirth accordingly to the visions. The Buddha explained the difference between prayer with chanting and vipassana. Prayer with chanting is faith and refuge, only leading to happy rebirths. Practice is leading to nibbana. Let do prayer with chanting to be lesser than practice. If you do a lot of practice, it becomes asanaka kamma. Don't listen to talks just for merits. The Buddha preferred the practice to cut off all the wholesome, unwholesome and mixed kammas, black and white, vipassana kamma and magga kamma, cut off all kammas. Practice and stopping can't become asanaka kamma. Have to do a lot. If anicca and magga become simultaneously, then you have succeeded. Asaji by practicing accordingly to the Buddha's questions and answered and became an arahant. Samadhi is only a support for the contemplation. Don't think it is that there is no samadhi. There is no perfection, parami. Vipassana is leading by wisdom factors. If you do vipassana, it also includes samadhi. And if you discern anicca, it also includes samadhi factors. It is also including sila factors during the practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of December 1961. Nibbana is near, not far away. The Buddha talked about nibbana without anyone asking. He wanted to dispel people's doubts. Atthi bhikkhave nibbanam monks. Nibbana exists. It's sure that nibbana exists. It starts from sankhata to arrive at nibbana, from conditioned to unconditioned. Someone who wants to leave the conditioned will arrive there. Sankhata dharma, asankhata dharma, conditioned dharma, unconditioned dharma, from the Dharmasinghani. Nibbana always exists as a natural phenomenon, sabhava dharma. It exists all the time, and why only with the Buddha's help many can realize it. Before the Buddha, only Pachaka Buddhas had realized it. He could only teach the way to be there. Couldn't make it happen. Nibbana is unconditioned and exists as a natural phenomenon. Its existing in nature should be encounter by someone. According to the Buddha, it's impossible. Why? It needs to be got on the right train. Only the one who takes the Magan train or who do the work of the path factors will arrive there. The train is called Magga Pakayo, path condition. There are trains from good rebirth to good rebirth, Sugati to Sugati, good rebirth to bad rebirth, Sugati to Dugati, and good rebirth to Nibbana. Without the Buddha appeared, all take the first and second trains in turn. Nobody can take the third one. Without the Buddha, only Pachaka Buddhas were taking the right train. No one can write about Nibbana. Not by drawing or showing Nibbana, even can't show a fake one, Sayadaw referred to scholars and artists. It's without form, shape and images so can't be deformed or inconstant. A place without deformity and inconstancy is the best place. All living beings are living inside the province of conditions and never have the chance for living with safety. Asking you to contemplate impermanence is to want you seeing the conditioned. Wanting you for disenchantment to conditioned. Wanting you to transcend or get out of conditioned. Wanting you to sharpen the knowledge and to get out of conditions by the knowledge. Therefore, I am asking you to contemplate every day. Wanting to arrive Nibbana have to follow to the end of Sankhata. So I am asking you then Mong, one of his disciples in the audience, as, are you arriving at the end of inconstancy yet? At the ending of Sankhata you will find it. It's close to the ending of Sankhata. In the Samyutta the Buddha said, Nibbanasaiva Santike, Nibbana is not far away, very near, SN.1.46.6. Akarasattam. Therefore, the Buddha taught to Rohitasa Devaputta to look for Nibbana at two armed lengths body. Everyone's height is only two armed lengths of his, her own hand, and 0.4.45 Rohitasasattam. Contemplate this two armed lengths body back and forth will see inconstancy and disenchantment of it. After that make a firm decision as it's truly Dukkha Sakha and then come to an end. It looks like you are watching a movie when it ended the white screen appear before you. Before it ending the screen was complicating with moving pictures. Here also the movie Sankhata ends and Nibbana white screen appears. The meaning is it's closing behind. If you are going by Magan train only short moment. I encourage you to make effort. With the khandhas disappear and Nibbana appears here. It's near but far away for someone who cannot overcome the Sankhata. Don't say overcome it, even very few people see impermanence. One cannot arrive at Nikka Nibbana because of not seeing Anicca. If you say far away, people are retreating. Saying near they don't know how to look for it. Some heard from others said that Nibbana was far away. And also don't know how to look for, so they decide to develop perfection, paramis, slowly. It's not parami, but to have maganga, path factors. In Petikapadesa, a commentary, and also said by the Buddha, it mentioned that listening to the Sakha Dharma, talks on noble truths, with proper or wise attention, by practicing in this way would penetrate the truth of Dukkha and realize Nibbana. It did not mention about the paramis. This magan train can be ridden only by one oneself and it can't carry his family members. Each person rides with one's own train. Therefore, path knowledge can't share with others. Not the same as merits, pakatam veditabo vinuhi, each person enjoys the happiness or peace by oneself. Magga pakayo, Nibbana is path condition, it came from the patthana, law of conditionality. In the whole of samsara, round of rebirth, we were taking the wrong train and suffered by it. Don't look for the culprit. People are talking as making money to feed your family is encouraging to ride the Dugati train from the Sugati, Sugati, good or happy, Dugati, bad or painful. Even maybe you will think it as he is friendly to me. Some encourage others to ride the Sugati train for the betterment of next life. This is for your old age, sickness and death. If you ride the middle train, Magan, they will say you are still so young. Do you see the disadvantages made by your good friends? This is reminding you for the future. You want to follow the middle way because of the appreciation of Nibbana. And want to follow it after you have dispelled Akeda Ditthi. Ehi Pasiko, come and see, Dharma is calling you. Sandatiko, observing or contemplating, you are following it and Pakatam Veditabo Vinuhi, each person will realize the path knowledge. Sayadaw used the six qualities of Dharma to explain the practice quite often. Realization comes by practicing only, not by prayer or chanting. There are also wrong ways of following with the Dharma, e.g. a mosquito bites and following with the hand. The others are following with craving, anger and delusion. Ehi is sense objects, aramana, and sanditiko is contemplation, aramanika. If these two are harmonizing, you are on the right train. You are seeing the sankhata. Ignorance and craving, avidya and tanha, covered on the knowledge. This is one cover, again dukkha covers on nibbana, second cover. If you still don't see impermanence, defilement covers on the knowledge. If you are still not in disenchantment with impermanence, and will not make a firm decision as truth of dukkha, dukkha sakkha, then you will not see nibbana. Therefore, to nibbana have to go with practice. You can't have it for free. Kalesa and dukkha cover up nibbana. If you can uncover these two, will see it. First uncover kalesas and see anicca, second uncover dukkha, the biggest enemy is defilement. It let you can't penetrate the truth of dukkha, so that dukkha cover up again. You have not overcome defilement if you still have not seen anicca. Not seeing nibbana still not penetrate dukkha yet. If you win kalesa, you will find dukkha. By penetration of dukkha and then dukkhasa antam karasati, at the ending of dukkha, you will realize nibbana.